الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. One posture of namaz that we'll discuss today is that when we go into ruku, then the arms must be straight. We shouldn't bend the arms. And also the knees must be straight. Let's do it here. The arms must be kept straight. That is when you'll get your back also in order, straight. And the knees also. We shouldn't bend our arms like this. And the knees also. The knees must be kept straight up, and the arms also. As I said, some people have got other views, but this is what our Shaykh had taught us. And in that way, then the ruku comes properly. So the arms should be kept straight, they shouldn't be bent, and neither should the knees be bent. They should also be kept straight up. And this jamaat we have, mashallah, is a jamaat from Reunion. Before they went, they also were here. And now they have returned from West Africa, one country in West Africa. And they will be spending tomorrow, their flight is back to Reunion. May Allah Ta'ala accept and spread the winds of Hidayah throughout the world, inshallah. With regard to our Quran Sharif, we first had mentioned the first right of the Quran Sharif is to have Iman on the whole Quran Sharif, and that what is meant is the word of Allah and the meaning which Allah Ta'ala intends, and which the Mufassireen have explained to us. So those Mufassireen who have got that knowledge, and have got amongst that requirements is that taqwa and piety, and to follow the Salafus Salihin. That requirement is also in there. And then also Iman on every ayat of the Quran. What the Quran Sharif has revealed, every ayat also. We should not, certain ayats we believe in, certain we don't believe. That was the people of the other books, Allah Ta'ala says. They believe in some part of the book and in other parts they don't believe. No, we should believe, accept it as the word of Allah completely. Then our love and respect for Quran Sharif must be also complete and total. Very, very important to show that love and respect. And a person, we should speak about it also, listen about it, do acts like that, and hopefully Allah will bless us with the reality of the respect of the Quran Sharif. In fact, the person who started the Ottoman Empire, Khilafat-e Osmani, he was a very, very simple, poor person. And he was one day by his sheikh, and his sheikh gave him a room to sleep in. And he noticed that there was a Quran Sharif in the shelf. The whole night he did not stretch his legs towards it because of the respect of the Quran Sharif. On that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala chose him, and the whole Khilafat-e Usmani came into existence, and what work they did for the Muslims of the world. And all because of respect of the Quran Sharif. So that is very, very important. And then the third we explained was to learn the Quran Sharif. And in learning, which was from cradle to grave, and in that is tajweed also. Our makharij must be correct, which is very important. And if, Mona Musa, any arrangement do you have in the morning? Gee. So we should try and let somebody hear our Quran Sharif, which we are having in the morning. And where we find a deficiency, we should correct it. Allah give jazaa khair to the muntazimeen of Masjid al-Nabawi. Now at very many places, before it was less, but now at very many pillars, they've got a board also there for tajweed of Quran Sharif. And you go there, you say, they listen to you, they correct you. We should try and partake in that. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, whenever he used to come to the Haramain Sharifain from the Arabs, that is, they've got their lehja, the proper the pronunciation. It's their language. They are masters of it. So we should try and also hambrawa there, read out to them, they listen, and they will correct us. We should try and take part. And alhamdulillah, Allah gave us the opportunity also. We also sat and we also read out to them and to one Qari Sahib in Makkah Sharif as well. So this is very important. And even here locally, to our Imam, ask him sometimes to listen to us. We don't have to become like Qari Abdul Basit, rahimahullah, but at least we must be pass mark. That it is passable, that our Quran Sharif is passable. The Makharij is very important. Just to give an example, you have the Arabic word qalbun with a qaf. And really there is no big qaf and small qaf. We just say it to make one understand. It's qaf and it's kaf. So qalbun is the heart. And you make a dua to Allah, Allahumma inni as'aluka qalban khashi'a. Oh Allah, ask your heart that is frightened of you, that I observe your commands, I don't break your commands. But in which Gujaratis are very common, and other communities also, instead of the qaf, we pronounce the kaf. So we ask, Allahumma inni as'aluka kalban. And kalban is a dog. Now instead of asking for a frightened heart, we are asking for a frightened dog. And if you Allah give us a frightened dog, now you'll feed him, look after him, he won't even do any security for you. He won't be of any good to you. So what a great difference. Many words. Qanitin and qanitin. With a ta and a ta. Qanitin, a person who is humble. And, the opposite. Qanitin, that a person who loses hope. Loses hope. And qanitin, a person who is humble. What a great difference if you are making dua there. So all there, it's very, very important for example, in English we can understand it also. If you replace one alphabet for another, instead of cat, you say bat. It's two complete different things. Just like that, these are close together. The qaf and the kaf. The ta and the ta. They are very close together, but they are different, and it's very necessary. And Quran Sharif is such that there are some places where they come together. And then to recite it, you have to practice it properly. Otherwise, you will pronounce it wrongly. So that is very important. And we should, while we are here, this is what is called Islah. And while on that, each one of us now, for myself, for all of us, let us think. That 10 days have passed already, today is the 11th day already, what benefit have we taken? Like for example, one we take, that we are out of the environment or bad environment, we are in a good environment, we are in a masjid environment, so that is one, if we were at home, or we were at the shops or at work, there was a different environment, here is this environment, we are hearing talks of iman, yaqeen. That is we are benefiting. Then each one of us also see our namazes. That had we not been here, and it is the month of Ramadan, should we be making our five times namaz with jamaat or not? Or should there be a little laxity? Now we are free, so we've got enough time to prepare for namaz also long before. So are we doing that or not? Are we improving in being present for our five times namaz? And then our namazes, is there any improvement in our concentration in namaz? Or is it still just the same? Just pressing a button with Allahu Akbar, and then with Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah, another button, and the whole procedure is over. Or whether some concentration has come, even if it is a little bit, we should see, are we improving or not? Rozas, even if we should be at home, we should be keeping. But is there some improvement in the quality of the roza? Which also, inshallah, we will try to discuss point by point that how we should keep our rozas to make them, to the quantity is the same, 29 or 30 rozas. But as far as quality of roza is concerned, are we keeping our rozas of a better quality? So all these things, then we have, with Jamaat to make namaz is very easy. At home, should we have gone to the masjid every time if we were at work, etc. So we should see and assess ourselves. حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Take stock of yourself before your stock will be taken. So let us see these things, whether they are correct or whether we are improving or not. And according to that, then let us make other resolutions for the balance of 20 days or whatever is left, 19 days, that we should be improving, inshallah. So yeah, so about the tajweed, learning Quran Sharif includes tajweed of Quran Sharif also. And then to recite the Quran Sharif. And then yeah, again, it mustn't happen that only when we go for a driving test, we are particular of putting the indicators on. Because we have to pass the test. If we don't put the indicator on, we will fail. We put on the seat belts, because we have to, otherwise he will fail us. But the minute we pass the test, now we are not putting the indicators on anymore. So with the rules of tajweed, many of us learn them. But when it comes to recitation, we don't apply them. And that happens a lot with good huffaz also. When they are performing taraweeh, the people demanding, they must read fast, must finish quick. We saw that, for example, in Turkey we were there, they should read 20 rakats, but in about 10 minutes they are finished with taraweeh. So fast they read, very, very fast. I think Malaysia also. And at that time when we were in Turkey, which was very long ago, that as to the, our best knowledge that we had spent, we went there in Jamaat, and we spent about 4 months in Turkey. There wasn't a single place where Quran Sharif was recited. It's just little bit, and Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And that masjid gets the biggest crowd, which finishes the quickest. 10 minutes, 12 minutes, they are finished with Taraweeh. Everything is over. So when we only one place they had, where after Zohar, one person, he was a Hafiz, and he was reading from the Quran, and all were sitting and following in the Quran. In that way they were making khatam of Quran. But alhamdulillah, Turkey has changed a lot. There is a lot of difference now. May Allah Ta'ala bring the whole of deen alive in the whole world, inshallah. So we should recite with tajweed. Even if we have learned the mad, etc., the basic rules which are necessary, idgham, hunna, all this ikhfa, we should try and apply this when we are reading on our own also. Not just that we know the rule, like many things, we ask what is the sunnat in this year, which is the dua, when they wearing clothes, everyone will know. But are we reading the dua when we were reading, when we are we reading the dua when we wearing our clothes? This we find, we make mistakes, we forget. So that is important. So we should learn tajweed and read our Quran Sharif also. Whether we read a little less, but we read it correctly is more important. That is very necessary, not just to turn pages, be turning pages all the time. We should try and apply the rules of tajweed also, and especially the ones that change meanings, the basic rules, which is called lahane jali, if we read wrongly. That we should safeguard. So we should learn these basic things, that we don't make those mistakes. The other will add to the beauty of the Quran, which is also a requirement, to read it as Allah would love to listen to it. Allah give us tawfiq. And this is an ongoing thing all the time. And it isn't only for the huffaz or for the qurra, it is for every Muslim that we should read Quran Sharif in this way. May Allah reward Qari Ismail Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, and the Sautul Quran, where they have programs in different masjids. And they take a pledge from the imam there where they're going to have it, that after we have our program, you must have tajweed classes at least once a week, so that the people can learn. We should approach our ulama, our huffaz, and every imam should try, or every alim in his masjid, that at least once a week minimum, more it should be, and the best is just like before Isha namaz, 10-15 minutes, we will have Tajweed classes, or after Isha namaz, whichever is suitable, in summer, after Maghrib, etc., whenever is suitable, 10, 15 minutes, and we should take our little, yeah, we have Bhai Mushtaq, he's not here now, but mashallah, he's an old man, he could be over his 60s, I think, but he learns from Maulana Maulvi. Almost every day he comes with his little supara and he's learning tajweed and he's learning and he's so happy. When he comes with it in his hand, he tells me, I'm going for Quran lessons. And by in the eyes of Allah, what is the person's position who is going for Quran lessons? And at that age, in complete white beard, and he's going for Quran lessons to a person who's much younger than him. This is a great, great thing in the eyes of Allah. It is very, very great. We don't regard it as something, but it is very great in the eyes of Allah. If we can be going to teach somebody, even if it is just Surah Fatiha, Surah Ikhlas, anything, or whether we are going to learn also, it is something very great. One great alim, Maulana Muhammad, forgetting his name, who wanted to become bay'at to Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. So Maulana told him, he was an alim, great alim. So Hazrat put four conditions for him before you become bay'at. First was, you studied hadith in a ahle hadith madrasa. And that is not correct, they don't teach correct. You must go to a Dioban madrasa where the aqaid of ulama of Dioban is taught. So he repeated one whole year in order to become bay'at. He repeated one whole year. Secondly, that your tajweed is not correct. And you must go and study under a qari, and that qari must give you a certificate that now his tajweed is in order. He went to study under one of his own students. What a difficult thing it is to study by, to went and learn by his own student. But he got his certificate. Thirdly, that you are very hard on your wife. You don't treat her well. You must treat her so well that she gives you an NOC certificate, non-objection certificate, that my husband keeps me very well. And if you get that, you don't need to become bay'at after that. If your wife gives you that certificate, you don't need to become bay'at. Already you have mild down so much. And the fourth was that you must write me 100 letters that you want your islah to be done. And those were in the days of photocopy, or you just press 100 on the printer and it will print out 100 letters for you. Handwritten 100 letters. So that already made his islah complete already. But what I wanted to show from this, tajweed. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali also, every day after Ishraq Namaz, he had an appointed person who all the murids must go to him, to them, to correct the Quran Sharif recitation every day. So Quran Sharif, learning of Quran Sharif, and that is in every facet of it. To learn, a new Muslim should not read Quran Sharif in English in namaz. Till he doesn't know, he must be learning. It's faras for him to learn. He must take out time. Till then, he can read Subhanallah 3 times in every posture. And standing, he can read 10 times. But he must be learning all the time. And as soon as he can read Surah Fatiha and one surah, then he must start reading that. And we should learn more surahs. At least brush up on our last 10 surahs, which shouldn't be too difficult for most of us. That we know Surah Fatiha properly and the last 10 surahs. And if we can increase it, Tal Wadzuha, all those surahs, then if Allah give tawfiq, the whole of Para'i'am, and we can learn Yasin, Tabarakalladhi, and there are such people who are grown up, but they have learned all this, and they are reading it, so we also should try and learn that, inshallah. Then, after having learned to read Quran, to read Quran Sharif daily. That was the point that we had discussed yesterday, and we must make this a point and a resolution. Yeah, in Ramzan, yeah, mashallah, most of the brothers are up to date, there are just a few who have fallen back. And they also can easily still cover up. It's not too, they haven't fallen back too much. Did all reply? Or there are some that? Achha. And those who cannot read should learn. And those who haven't started, they can read, but they haven't started. They read. Achha. they are very weak in their reading, so try and improve on that reading. But alhamdulillah, most of the brothers are reading, and a fair amount, alhamdulillah. So recitation of Quran, and make a firm resolution that our whole lives we will read Quran Sharif. How nice will it be, the day when we are passing away also we read Quran. Or while we are reading, Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Ali Mia Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayhi, he passed away, what a mort Allah gave him. He prepared for Juma, everything, preparation, bath, clean clothes, everything. Then he told them, give me Quran Sharif, I want to read Surah Kahf. So they gave him, but they opened Yasin Sharif. And he didn't think, and he was reading. And when he came to the ayat, Salamun Qawlam Mi Rabbir Rahim, peace be upon you, a word from Allah, who is the Rabb, who is most merciful, at that point is Ruh Entah. How fortunate. There are many people like this. One Maulana Salim Dhorat Sahib, the Ahmed Barakatuh, explained to us one Muhaddith in Madinatul Munawwara. He got ijazat also from him, hadith permission. But anyway, that he's a very pious person. And 27th night of Ramzan, and it happened to be a Friday night, the night between Thursday and Friday. And he was staying with his son had prepared sehri for them. Then the father used to read his tahajjud and then come. The father wasn't coming, so he thought that what you call it, he's a bit delayed, 27th night, dua is reading, making more, he's reading longer rakats, waiting. Then he started, what's wrong? He's still not coming. When he went, in sajda he had passed away. On 27th night in Madinatul Munawwara, on Friday night. May Allah give us also good mort. And how we tamutun kama tahyun. How we had lived, like that our mort will come. If we live a good life, inshallah, we will get a good mort also. May Allah, out of His infinite mercy, without even having lived a good life, just in His mercy, may He grant us and the whole ummah good mort for iman and for the pleasure of Allah. Also, we should correct our intention. Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib, the Ahmed Barakatum, said that some people wish that my janaza must be very big. So if your wish is it must be very big for name, that so many people came, then that is also pride. That is also show. But if you want lot of people to come, that more people will make dua for you, but you are sincere in that. That more people will make dua, how many people will read, Allahumma ghfir li hayyina wa mayyitina, then that is good. So the same way, to have a good mort, like Friday mort, Masjid mort, Medina mort, if it is for this that people must speak, that he passed away in Medina Sharif, then it is for show. It should be sincerely for the virtues of it. And how many of us know the virtues of it? If it must be for the virtues, it mustn't be that the people will speak. And we want it for that reason. So we have to correct our intention. And we must not judge other people. Judge ourselves, and we shouldn't be judging other people. So after that rite of the Quran Sharif, that we should recite it, and may Allah give us all tawfiq that we make that firm intention, and all of us say inshaAllah. Our whole life we will read Quran Sharif, and we'll try and make Quran Sharif alive in our homes. May Allah give us tawfiq. One person who had finished his tarawih already, Hafiz the Quran, and Alim also. Now when I asked him, are you reading? He said, today I didn't read all day Quran Sharif. Till we had to read till the 10th night, reading a lot. But now once the khatam is done, then we are not reading. That should not be the case. If we are finishing in 3 nights, 1 night, 3 nights, 5 nights, 10 nights, 15 nights, but then we are not reading again. No, Quran Sharif must not be only for the whole of Ramadan. For our whole life, Quran Sharif should be there. And Quran Sharif should be very much alive with us. Then the main purpose, one of the main objects of the Quran, is to practice on the Quran Sharif. Just as Maulana Ridwan read out from the Kitab now, that Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali wrote, the people of the past should study the Quran at night, and in the day they used to practice it. When Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was asked, what was the character of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she said, he was the living Quran Sharif. That what the Quran Sharif taught, he was a living example of the full Quran Sharif. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, in their time, at the beginning, Quran was not written out in one kitab. But every Sahabi was a living Quran Sharif. He spoke the Quran Sharif. He walked the Quran Sharif. He thought the Quran Sharif. He taught the Quran Sharif. The whole Quran, their lives were with Quran Sharif. So we should make a real effort that we practice on every injunction of the Quran. We learn the Quran, just like the learning you want a driver's license, you go for your learner's license, you learn all the rules. But when you go for your driver's license, you must apply those rules. In the same way, when we have learned the Quran Sharif, then apply those all what we have learned in the Quran. And a person must make niyat. If we make niyat, Allah will inshallah. If we just without any niyat. The munafiqeen were such that they used to say, sami'na wa asayna. We have heard and we disobey. We are not going to follow. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to say, sami'na wa ata'na. We heard and we will follow. And we just say, sami'na, we heard. That's all. After that, nothing further. No, we also must make that niyat. And this niyat, just like Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi explained so beautifully, that to cause inconvenience, injury, harm to any other person, the environment, animals, anything is haram. But until you don't make the intention, you are not going to cause inconvenience. Till then, you will cause inconvenience. So, qasde adame ida. You must make that intention that I'm not going to cause today inconvenience to any person. Every day you'll make that niyat, you'll find it will come in your life. Otherwise, you find that you are walking out of the masjid and at the door, somebody meets you and you stop there. Now, you don't realize, you are talking to the person, there are 10 people at the back of you who want to pass. And some people have got an urgent need. Therefore, they've got an appointment, or they have to go to the toilet, whatever it might be. And now we are blocking the way. Our shoes, we don't put them on the shoe rack. Now somebody had to go urgently to leave the masjid, to go to the toilet to relieve himself. He took his shoes from the shoe rack, and now he hasn't got place to put it down. All the place is littered with shoes there. That is causing inconvenience. Or we wanted to put our shoes in a certain place and we move somebody else's shoes out of their place. That person remembers where he put his shoes. When he goes there, he doesn't find his shoes there. So there are many, many things which mashallah, Maulana Musa has written in the kitab. All these things to be observed are very necessary. So the Quran Sharif, we should practice on the Quran Sharif. On all the teachings of the Quran Sharif, we should practice on each of the teachings of the Quran. And what the point that I was making, make the intention. Like that, to practice the whole of deen is not so easy. But we make the niyat. Then Allah will open the ways up. With niyat, Allah opens the ways. And where a person is really sincere in his intention, he will be shocked how Allah opens the ways. Ask many brothers who have gone in jamaat. When the time came, the tashkil was made, it came in the heart, no, I must also go. And at that time you didn't think, I haven't got the time, I'm working for somebody. I haven't got the money, I'm a poor person, I'm just making ends meet. And my health is not good, but that strong desire came. And you wanted to, you gave your name, and you went forward, you did what you were supposed to do, how Allah opens the ways. It's unbelievable how Allah Ta'ala opens the ways. The same way, when that intention comes on to become a Hafiz, one person at the age of 90, he went to a alim, he said, I'm completing my hifz tomorrow, and I would like you to be present for my jalsa also. At the age of 90, Allah makes it easy. We explained a few times that person who, that it came in his heart, I want to go for Hajj. He was living in Bhopal in India. In those days, there wasn't so much all these facilities of train and buses and planes and all that. But he made a niyat and he only had 1 rupee. Though a rupee was quite a bit in those days, but 1 rupee, you can't go for Hajj. It's out of the question. But he had that firm intention. Allah took him for Hajj. And he went for Hajj. So like that,
If we make that firm intention for that I must practice the Quran, my Allah's kitab, it is my book to show me the guidance of how to operate my body. Like you buy anything, you get a book manual with it. And then you follow the instructions in the manual, you see how many things your gadget can do for you. What things your car can do for you. But if you study the manual, and after you have studied it, and then apply the rules. Then come back to the manual again and see which points you have missed out, which ones you are not doing correctly. New angles will open up for you. Like that, the Quran Sharif. If a person, and the miracle of the Quran Sharif is, even without understanding, the Quran will be opening to you. Allah will put that subject matter in you without understanding. And if you do understand, Nurun ala Nur. Otherwise, it is Nur, the Quran Sharif. And now you'll be able to explain to other people from, and what intricate points. Look at Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullahi. How they had taken out points. Now, for example, that ayat of the Quran Sharif, Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, he would entertain a person who makes a complaint in the Khanqah about somebody else. And when he had finished his story, he says, now I don't believe you, you are lying. And then he took that out from an ayat of the Quran. If somebody comes to you and they don't present the proof of it, Allah says, وَهُمْ كَاذِبُونَ. They are lying. If they haven't come with the proof. So just see, Haji Imdadullah wasn't a graduate of a Idarul Ulum. But what knowledge, by continuously reading Quran Sharif, Allah brings that within a person. So we should read Quran Sharif. And if you are becoming, don't just learn the meaning, like learning Arabic, become an alim to learn the meaning of the Quran in the correct way. And this is very, very, very important. Just to make you understand that, there was a group of people in one place who, academics like what they call themselves, university graduates, doctors, lawyers, etc., they made their halqa and they should study Quran Sharif. And there was an alim who used to make tafsir of the Quran Sharif. And they shouldn't sit for him for the tafsir, they should do their own. But when one of them started sitting, then he realized what a world of difference between the two. What we were understanding, what Quran Sharif is, and what Quran Sharif actually is. A person, for example, with a perverted mind, he reads the index of the surahs of the Quran Sharif, and he reads there is a surah An-Nisa, surah of woman. So he turns that surah immediately. Yes, something for me, he's got a perverted mind. So there are many things like this. To understand Quran Sharif, is not only knowledge you require. You require a lot which comes from the inside. And that inside comes from somebody else's inside to your inside. And the outside will come to the outside. The inside will come to the inside. Which in Jamaat they say very commonly that if you only, words you learn, then words other people will learn also. But it won't go further. But if those words are from your heart, it will affect the heart of those people also. So therefore, to make the niyat that I want to practice on the whole Quran Sharif. And when we sit to recite, Ibn Kathir Rahmatullah Ali, 20 niyats, Mali Hussain? 15. That's, I think it's for coming for namaz in Mazahir Haq. I think for Quran Sharif there are more. Anyway, up to 15, 20 niyats we have been written by ulama which we can make. If we, one of the niyats of the many that we can, we're going to read one sufara, one juz, quarter juz, half a juz. If we made 15 niyats, it's 15 times half, it's like we read 7 suparas, 7.5. But if we didn't make no niyat, then it was just reading. So the intention is very, very important. And if we make niyat that, Ya Allah, what I'm reading, my intention is to practice upon it. Though in the present environment, we might find it hard to practice. Or that myself personally to practice on this year. Just see the ayat, Iqamat al-Salah, Aqimus Salah, Aqimus Salah, to perfect namaz. To perform namaz with all its requisites. Like that, it is really difficult. But our niyat will be there, Allah will make it easy. And it's unbelievable how Allah makes a person which you can least expect Allah will make. But we don't read Quran with that niyat. that I want the whole of Deen, which is in the Quran Sharif, that Deen, that Islam, that Quran Sharif, which Allah has revealed, that must come into my life. Allah will open the ways for you wherever you are living, where no matter where, the opposition can be as it is, and the environment can be as bad as it is, but Allah will make it easy for you. And you will get your sawab according to that on your intention. So we must make that intention. Whenever reading Quran Sharif, try and make all the niyats for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And all the other required for nisbat with Allah, connection with Allah. By making tilawat, a person gets what we call nisbat and connection. A simple way to understand what nisbat is. You are giving sweets to your children, or you are giving them spending money. One of their friends is also worth, but you're not giving him, you are giving your children. And your friend, your son tells you that he's my friend, give him also. Now because your connection and your son told you, you give him also. Like this, nisbat with buzurgs, and nisbat with Allah Ta'ala. Ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala. Nisbat is a very, very great thing. What people today tend to not ignore only, but deny the value of nisbat and connection. You go and meet somebody, he meets you. An ordinary meeting, light meeting. But then you tell him, I'm your brother's so-and-so. I'm married to your brother's wife's cousin or something. You that person. Now he calls you and he hugs you also. Nisbat. That nisbat is very, very important. So by reading Quran, we will get nisbat with Allah Ta'ala. That is what we want. We come here for nisbat with Allah, connection with Allah. We make zikr for connection with Allah. One of the strongest ways to get connection with Allah is tilawat of Quran Sharif. And if you are connected with a sheikh and you are doing tilawat of Quran Sharif as prescribed and you're doing it properly, it just your car gets so much more power and it will just start flying. It won't be moving on the ground, it will fly to Allah Ta'ala. So Quran Sharif is, so that niyat we can make. We make niyat for every letter that I'm reciting, I will be getting sawab, Allah will be happy with me. If you are ordinary person reading Quran Sharif for the pleasure of Allah, you're a hafiz, I'm reading so that my hips must remain intact, must become stronger. Then according Allah becomes happy. The more you know Quran, the more happy Allah is with that person. So there are 15, 20 niyats which we can make. And for coming for namaz, many of us when we come, we can make up to 15 niyats just for coming for namaz. And we will get a sawab according to that. And this is what is called our islah. Not just coming and sitting, we have come for islah, but we don't even really take a note of anything. We don't take it in mind. We just listen and finish. Now, even if we practice 1 out of 15, we will be moving somewhere. But we don't practice anything. We are just listening, then that will be only listening. Only sami'na, there is nothing else in front of that. But if we even do one thing, and also Allah's system is, for example, for Ramadan, if we brought just one change in our lives, the whole of Ramadan, just one change, Allah on that one will give us much more barakat. And the next year we bring one more change. Think that, for example, my beard is not according to sunnah. This Ramzan, my intention is, I'm going to keep my beard according to sunnah. My one, you have this in your mind, that I have bad thoughts about people. I'm going to work on this, that I mustn't get bad thoughts about anyone. Allah will make it that way. And then soon you will see all the rest, the other bad qualities will also leave you. Make intention of good qualities. I am making my namaz, but I'm not always there for fajr. From now I decide, 100% I'm going to make my fajr with jama'at. Allah will make it easy. And then you will see how many other good qualities. Quran Sharif, we make our niyat that I'm going to practice on the whole of the Quran Sharif. Allah will make it easy. So niyat is very important. So that was practicing the Quran. Then the other is that we must teach the Quran. We explained about learning Quran Sharif. One other duty and requirement of the Quran from every person is that we must teach the Quran Sharif. And teaching also in a practical way. Not only the words. to teach or sit with our children. We are very worried about their math. We are very, very worried about their languages at school. They must do extra tuition. They must. We make sure that you do your homework. Have you done your assignment? Have you studied your work? We make very sure about the school work. But about madrasa work, who is really worried? And also, the children today are learning in the madaris, makatib, properly with tajweed. And most of us at this age, we learned without any real tajweed. And now with the excuse of teaching them, learn from them. We will see that they are reading correctly. And we must be learning from them. So at home also we should be learning. And if we are Hafiz Qari, make it a point. Don't wait for people to come to you. You try and emphasize on some friends what is the importance of reading Quran Sharif correctly, especially those who can't read correctly. And then you teach them that. And make an environment not only of tilawat of Quran, but learning and teaching of Quran Sharif also. And that make it in our masjids, make it in our homes, make it everywhere that the Quran Sharif we make alive like that. And then the last point which I will mention, there is no end to the rights of the Quran Sharif, but one last point is to propagate the Quran, the teachings of the Quran. In our, many times we are sitting social gatherings. Now Eid will be coming, many people will be getting together for Eid functions, etc. Or we have some other function, a walima, or any other, there is a wedding, whatever. And then people usually drive the whole discussion in something anti-Islam, anti-deen. They talk of many other things. Let us propagate the teachings of the Quran in such gatherings. Wherever we are, bring Quran Sharif alive there. Try and turn, steer the whole discussion towards deen and make them understand and accept deen. Otherwise, it becomes very, very difficult. One person in one foreign country, his son wrote that they have installed cameras in the masjid. And especially Juma and other namazes, then they video everything. So his father is not of that way of thinking, and he was very against it. He stood up and he spoke out against it. They had a meeting and they told him, we will put a court order on you, restraining you from coming to the masjid. That is the environment. That is what it is today. And they said, we won't listen to anyone. We will do what we want to do. Mutawalli also can't do anything what he wants to, nor can the imam. We are subject to the laws of Allah. All of us are bound to the laws of Allah. A husband can't say, I'll do what I want to. He's also bound to the laws of Allah. A wife also can't say, I just want divorce, and just for whatever reason or no reason. No, she's also bound to the law. All of us are bound. We are Allah's products. Allah is the one who feeds us, who is giving us everything. We are 100% bound to Allah Ta'ala. So I replied to that person and I told him, you work on these people in such a way that you propagate the teachings of the Quran. Make their mind to think like the Quran Sharif. It's not sufficient. We just say, well, these people are doing wrong and we shun them and we got nothing to do with them. No, we have to try and bring deen in everyone's life. The today people, our own people, we ourselves, we have gone so far from deen. But it is necessary, and many a person will appreciate somebody who told you something in your life. And that made you change on that day. And you went in a different direction. So we also make a difference for somebody in his life. So propagate the Quran. And the Quran Sharif has got such teachings. It can be the biggest gynecologist in the world. The Quran's teachings will make him think what Quran Sharif has written about gynecology. It can be the biggest law lawyer in the world. But what the Quran Sharif teaches and how it teaches this and presents it, you'll be able to do. And also, even if you don't know all that, our old people, how they used to explain from the Quran, they used to read Quran, Allah should instill in them that wisdom of how to tackle problems, of how to sort out things. So may Allah Ta'ala let us fulfill all the rights of the Quran Sharif, make a firm resolution in this month that the Quran Sharif is going to be my guiding book for my whole life. And all the aspects, the few minimum aspects we have explained, that we're going to bring that into our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq.